In the back of the book segment tonight, Scientology and the Stars, Tom Cruise's latest film, Mission Impossible 2, opened huge over the Memorial Day weekend. It made more than $70 million. But John Travolta's movie, Battlefield Earth, is a bomb. Both actors are deeply involved with the controversial Church of Scientology, which combines therapy and philosophy to deal with people's problems. Church charges money for its services. Joining us now from Washington is Arnie Lerma, who was a member of the Church of Scientology for 10 years and knows its inner workings. Now, we hear a lot about the Stars, and I'll give you a partial list. Travolta, Cruz, Kelly Preston married to Travolta, Nicole Kidman married to Cruz, Priscilla Presley, Lisa Marie Presley, Kirstie Alley, Jenna Elfman, Mimi Rogers, Isaac Hayes, on and on. The Church of Scientology, they control these people? What do they do with them?
Yes, they do control these people. All of the folks involved, as are all the members involved, think that at some point in the future, they're going to have access to the secrets of the universe. It's a charade.
The secrets of the universe, and what might they be?
Well, in fact, they turn out to be that your body is infested with clusters of spirits of dead space aliens.
Ah.
Scientology can help you get rid of that.
But that was Travolta's movie, and nobody bought it. But look, these are intelligent people. I mean, Tom Cruise and Travolta are not stupid. Why would they buy into this fairy tale?
It's very suggestive. And plus, people want to believe. I mean, I was in for 10 years. It took me 10 years before something happened that shook me enough that I was willing to step away and take another look at things. Who knows how long it's going to be before John Travolta gets pushed out.
But he must like something about it. Cruz made a statement, he was backing away, and then he contradicted his statement. These guys must like something about the organization. First of all, it's not cheap to be in the Church of Scientology, right? It costs a lot of money to go through their therapy sessions.
Some estimates say up to $300,000
sure.
to find out about Xenu.
So what do they like about, what is Cruz and Travolta and these people, what do they like about this organization? What makes it worth it to them?
Well, it appeals to the ego. I mean, the organization tells you that you can be a star.
But there are already stars.
Well, a spiritual star, that you can have these super-duper powers. And they also promise that they have the answers to all of mankind's ills. They have the ultimate solution.
All right, but when you say powers, what kind of powers?
Well, within the organization, I recall when I was there, it was said that their super-duper upper-level folks could kill with a thought.
Could kill with a thought. But why would anybody want to do that? You know, this whole thing doesn't... I know that people watching you and me today, they're not getting the Scientology thing. They're not getting it. They're not saying they don't know why these people go in there in the first place. They don't know why they stay in there. We hear all kinds of rumors about blackmail, that the Church of Scientology may know things about their private lives and hold this over their...
That's very true.
How do you know?
We just had an incident a few weeks ago. A friend of mine, a upper-level ex-Scientologist named Peter Alexander, was protesting near one of their organizations in Clearwater, Florida, and he had one of the Scientology members come up to him and start chanting information to him that was out of his, quote, confidential folders that he had given up during his auditing therapy.
So when you go into therapy, you tell them things, and then they have those things, and they say, look, we'll make it public if you don't play along with us. But again, anybody should know that. See, Tom Cruise walks into this organization. The guy's not just, he didn't fall off the turnip truck. And I'm not understanding the magnet that makes so many famous people. We have even more a list. Emilio Estevez, Van Morrison, Sonny Bono. Well, Sonny Bono. But Jerry Seinfeld actually took a few courses. I'm not getting what your ex-organization offers these people.
Well, all I can tell you is it's terrific to think that you have access to the secrets of the universe until you find out what the secrets are.
All right. So I'm never going to understand it, because if somebody said that to me, Mr. Lerma, quite frankly, I'd just laugh and say, you know, get out of here. Now, you don't like this organization, and obviously you think it's insidious. What is wrong, though, with having Travolta and Cruz and these guys being involved if they want to? If it's their money and they want to and it helps them out, what's wrong with that?
The only problem I have with it personally is that their efforts to those stars that promote Scientology, are going to be affecting the minds of children and make them think that Scientology is a viable alternative way for self-improvement.
And you don't buy that it is?
All I buy that it is a organization whose structure is optimized to extract the most amount of money from each individual that gets involved.
Is it a cult? Would you say it's a cult?
At most, it's a cult.
Did you have to be deprogrammed, or could you just walk away?
Well, I walked away, but it took me 15 years before I was able to think clearly again.
All right. All right, Mr. Lerman. I still don't get it, why these guys are going in there in the first place, but maybe I'll get an email explained to me. Thanks very much. We appreciate
it. Take care. Thank you.
And next, we'll wrap things up with the most ridiculous item of the day and some of your mess.